My name is Davon Staten. I am 17 years old. I interviewed Kevin Wells on June
18, 2012. Homewood was a booming business community and residential community. It was incredible. It had everything. You didn't have to leave Homewood for anything that you needed. So where we need to go from here is back to where we were, man. So one of the best things that could ever happen to me was getting involved at an early age in organized sports. Lincoln Larmor was an organization that started back in 1968, and as a 9-year-old, I got involved with that. That program was incredible. There was kids from the whole East End. So what I guess I'm driving at is the most important thing that could happen to a lot of people was to be involved in sports or something like that. I don't care if it was the band or it was one of the clubs that schools had, but the schools, churches, and every other component that makes up society, we have to offer things of interest to young people at whatever stage in life they're at so that they can be involved in constructive things and not get involved with destructive things. Idle time is what causes the involvement in destructive things. And idle time is the devil's workshop. You know, even though we were involved in some things and we had morals and values and grades were important to us, we did, you know, and myself included. And when I say we, I mean me and some of my associates. We, you know, got involved in, you know, drugs and alcohol. We did some of that stuff. And to make a long story short, those experiences behind getting and using and selling and, you know, that whole drug and alcohol experience led me to another program that was dynamic and very instrumental in getting me to the level of awareness where I'm at now was those 12-step programs. I personally think that everybody living needs to work a 12-step program. A lot of people are not aware. The 12-step program is so deep, they use it in over 250 areas of life, from Alcoholics Anonymous to Overeaters Anonymous. It helps people to overcome addictions, man. And people don't realize that addictions are rampant in each and every person's life. Everybody is addicted to something. Through working the 12-step program, I kind of got reconnected to the God that I grew up with. And that's one of the involvements that I failed to mention, but it's the most important involvement I've ever had. I grew up in the church. We went to church on Sunday or else we ain't do nothing else on Sunday. You might not get to do nothing that week coming up. You better be at church and be on time. You know, and the word of God says that you train a child in the way that he or she should go. When they grow old, they'll never part from it. It doesn't say that you won't stray from it, because I did the stray piece, but I knew how to come back and get what I needed. So I'm now tapped into God. I do church on a regular basis. This is what works for me, and I'm telling my story. My story involves God, Jesus Christ. But just yesterday, some of the things that I was involved with, prison ministry at my church. I was down in Allegheny County Jail for 2 services, 8 o'clock in the morning and then another service at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then I turned around at 3 o'clock. I'm at Schumann Center having church services. You know, when God's using you, he uses you to the max. We want to get the max for the minimum. I'm just a man. You know, me in and of myself and my own power, I am just minimal impact. But when God uses me, a maximum impact. For a man or even for a woman to stand, they must first discover purpose. Purpose will always differ. Reason is now purpose. God has given life with all good intentions. Let that be the reason and glorifying his name, the purpose. But I couldn't leave without mentioning the fact that I'm a poet because I know it. That's my spiritual gift. And your spiritual gifts is what God gives you so you can produce. Your spiritual gifts make a way for you. And I'm getting older. I'm not trying to work hard in life. I'm trying to work smart. And I'm going to use my spiritual gift to do that. And it's going to be rewarding.